This weekend is Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th of December, beginning the third week of Advent. As is so often said, Advent is a time of hope, of hopeful expectation. This weekend's reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians contained something of this hope and the joy and peace it might bring.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Rejoice. Looking honestly at my life in the last few days, weeks, months, or even years, when was the last time I genuinely rejoiced? Thank you. And when was the last time I genuinely rejoiced in the Lord? As you listen to this passage again, pick out one or two words or a phrase that really strikes you.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
What was it about these words or phrase that really struck you? Not worrying is probably something everyone aspires to, but it's not always easy to see how. Perhaps today you can take the hand of God that is being offered to you and stand before Him in prayer, asking for this gift of peace. O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come Lord Jesus.